competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The fact that I have such power in terms of numbers with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., I think it helped me win all of these races where they're spending much more money than I spent.
Donald Trump appearing on 60 Minutes talking about the importance of social media to his election as president. Trump said when he gets into office, he'll be a little more judicious with his use of Twitter.
I'm going to do very restrained if I use it at all. I'm going to do very restrained. I find it tremendous. It's a modern form of communication. There should be nothing you should be ashamed of. It's where it's at.
There's a new date for the trial of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Bergdahl facing charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Bergdahl claimed he was kidnapped by the Taliban when he was heading to another base to call attention to wrongdoing in his unit. The trial now, May 15th. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie. If you're thinking about getting someone something really neat for the holidays, Ovation Hair has a beautiful holiday gift set. I've been using Ovation Hair products for a couple of years now, and I'm thrilled with the results. My mom lives with me, and she's cut my hair for, about 30 years. And, Mom, what difference do you notice in my hair?
It's a lot healthier. It's thicker. It doesn't break off. It's getting longer than it's ever gotten before. And it's just good, a healthy head of hair.
It's fluffy. I like it fluffy. Thank you, Mom. All right. I do love Ovation. You know that. Okay. So right now you can get an extra specially priced gift set for a savings of over 60%, a 7-piece gift set saving you over $90, and you get the introductory discount. So go to ovationhair.com and click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA. Again, that's ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Buy early for the holidays. The set is beautiful. ovationhair.com.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today at Hot and Hunterdon. Today is November 28th.
Good afternoon. The weather tonight is going to be a slight chance of showers before 11 o'clock, and then there's more chance of showers after midnight.
Okay, we're going to try that again. Today is November 28th, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, here at Hot and Hunterdon, and it is the Monday after Thanksgiving, so hopefully everyone finished their turkeys or did whatever traditions they wanted to do, if it was football or the parade, whatever that might be. And had a great long weekend. Today was a little tough. I was feeling a little anxious and some anxiety thinking about coming back to work, but this is always the best part of my week here, for sure, spending an hour with all of you here today. And we're going to be talking today about Convention of States, and I have Dan Gilligan with me. He's the State Director of New Jersey, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that all means and how movements are going on with volunteers like Dan Gilligan in New Jersey and really across the country. So that's our topic for today. Of course, you know, we do have to pay the bills and do some other things, but we do like to start out with a quote. And I thought if we were talking about a government that governs least governs best type of philosophy, we needed a quote today from Ronald Reagan. And the quote today is, loading on my phone at this moment. So Ronald Reagan stated, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." So we're talking about freedom and our rights and all of the laws and rules that make up our government. We're going to delve into that a little bit more when we come back, but first we have to do the commercials. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And this is Georgine Trickle, your host for Hot and Hunterdon for our weather today, Monday, November 28th. I could tell you it's beautiful out. If you have not been outside, looked outside, or had some fresh air after our chilly 25-degree start, then I suggest you get outside right now. Right now, stop whatever you're doing, go breathe some fresh air because it's beautiful. The high is near 51 here in Flemington, and it is sunny out. My screen says mostly sunny, but I am here to tell you that it is sunny, and the air feels wonderful. Tonight, we do have a chance of rain, but that will be after 4 a.m., and it will be not as cold as it was this morning. The low will be around 38. Tuesday, November 29th, we're looking at rain, which we seriously need, but beautiful temperatures, a high near 59 in the morning, and our low for Tuesday night is 46. So beautiful, warm weather, very, very unseasonable. And I'm happy to say that we have some rain. We're not talking about the S word that we do not like to say on this broadcast. Wednesday, we still have some more rain after 7 a.m. and some fog. The high will be near 61 on Wednesday. So if you take an umbrella, go to the beach because it will be nice and warm. We are looking at 3/4 of an inch on Wednesday and another 1/4 of an inch on Tuesday, and perhaps a 1/2 inch of rain on Tuesday during the day. So we could possibly be looking at 1.5 inches total of rain. Wednesday night, we have a low around 49. The rest of the week is looking okay. Thursday, we have a chance of showers, but it's partly sunny with a high near 56. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Saturday is a high near 48. And Sunday, we have a high near 45. So I wanted to give you the whole week of weather because the temperatures are beautiful. And for the end of November, I'm not sure when I'll be able to say that again. So that is our weather. We do have another commercial, and then I'll be back in the studio with Dan Gilligan, State Director of Convention of States.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back here in the studio, and I'm so excited. Sometimes I do not have guests, and I have to pretend, and I take pictures of the radio board and all of these controls here just so I can feel a little less lonely. But today, my guest in the studio is Dan Gilligan. He is the state director of New Jersey for a group called Convention of States, and you may see their logo action sometimes. Everything is red, white, and blue. And Dan, I'd like to welcome you to my show today.
Hi, Georgine. Thank you very much for having me over today.
No problem. We hope that you say that also at the end of the show. See, we always start out that way.
And you also.
Yeah, you never know how I'm going to go either. Well, Dan, thanks for coming to our studio here in Flemington. We're here at the Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, and I happen to know your day job, your paying job, is around the corner, isn't it?
It is. It was a very short, traffic-free block and a half over here. So,
but you were criticized for having cold hands by Laura.
Yeah.
So. So we know the air is cold. Really cool, really. I wouldn't say cold. It's cool. The air is cool, but the sun is beautiful. And everyone who has not been outside yet, go out. And all of those who have been bicycling all day, get your cup of tea or cocoa and go sit in the sun, even if it's inside. Get that feeling of warmth before we have the harsh winter, which we don't like here, just so you know. So we're here today, Dan, to talk about Convention of States, and I had put a little teaser on my Facebook page that this is really about the Article 5 of the Constitution.
It is. You know, to start off that way sounds a little eggheady and does not, in our experience talking about Convention of States, make people gravitate towards wanting to have a deeper conversation about it. So I describe it, although what you say is true, I describe it as a method by which regular citizens can get together in a cooperative way and, acting independently from the federal government, have a significant effect on the federal government.
Tell me, I was checking the sound.
Sure.
There, so I think we're all good here, but
okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about the organization itself?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I gave you a very general idea of the concept. As far as the organization goes, we are, in fact, a national project. We have volunteers in each of the 50 states, and we have a national paid staff. So we're directed with our strategies by our national organization, and there's people like me who are building out and have built out teams across the country.
And you're in charge of New Jersey.
Well, you know how you get to be how you get to hold a leadership post in any volunteer organization, now, don't you, Georgine?
You do.
You miss a meeting. That's how you. But actually, I'm very pleased to be spending my volunteer hours with this organization, and I'm proud of our group's efforts and work here in New Jersey, and of our team.
That's pretty funny. Dan, it is true. If you do miss a meeting, you usually end up with some type of chair role, but it's good that you found one that suits you. And I'm curious to talk a little bit more with you today about this. And I think that it's great timing because I think that there is some sense from people that we have seen in the news and seen demonstrating. There is a sense of injustice. There's a sense of unrest. There's a sense of, I want something different.
Yeah.
And we don't know exactly what that is or what thoughts people exactly have that they're expressing themselves in different ways. But we know that there's something there. And I'm interested to talk and delve a little bit more with you about what those perceived rights of the federal government are and how they intersect with the state. But we have to pay the bills around here. So there is a commercial break, but I will be back with Dan Gilligan. Everyone stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host. I'm here with Dan Gilligan, who is the State Director of New Jersey for Convention of States. And we talk a lot about volunteerism, about advocacy, about how to get involved. And Dan started talking about a thoughtful approach for discussion and a way to communicate information with other people that have similar views. And I think that in past shows, we've been able to talk a little bit about how to get more involved, either by voting, by becoming part of your local government, if it's a municipal government or a county government. If it's your board of elections, all of the things that help us to make decisions and be better informed about what happens. Sometimes the government can seem overwhelming and the mistrust of the government, I think we see sometimes in studies that can be very intense. So there are so many ways to get involved, and we always appreciate when people volunteer, and we have a volunteer based organization with us today with Dan. So we're jumping into the Convention of States and what it is to volunteer and to take action here in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, in New Jersey, we have about 13,000 supporters. We have a little bit over 500 active volunteers. We have a leadership team consisting of district captains and state leaders of about 30 people. So we have many people doing different jobs that best suit their skill set. And we've been up and running and doing this in New Jersey for about 2 years. So, Georgine, all of the functions that you talked about, people volunteering for, certainly help to make a community richer and work better. And I think that our organization is most worthwhile and very powerful. And I've participated in some of these other things that you've mentioned. I think that this is the biggest, most powerful and important thing that, and I think the people on our team, certainly most of them would feel the same way, is the best thing that we could put our volunteer time and energy into. It's a very meaningful project.
And you'd mentioned about 2 years been getting involved right. in this. Is there a way that you got involved that would be meaningful to share?
Well, I guess interesting. At least to me, I get to talk about my kid, brag a little bit. But actually, the way that I got involved in this is my oldest son went through the Corps Cadet Program at Virginia Tech. And in fact, he's finishing his last year in medical school. He's in the Army on a medical scholarship there. And he sent me a book, which was written by a gentleman who you may be familiar with. His individual's name is Mark Levin. And Mark wrote a book called The Liberty Amendments, which is really a proposal for what should take place at a convention of states. And when we say convention of states, and you had talked about it when we first started talking, Georgine, it refers to something that is identified in Article 5 of the Constitution. So what we're looking to do is, with two-thirds of the other states in the country, is put together a forum at which ideas as to how to affect change at the federal level can be considered. And when you were talking about, you know, people seem politically to have different types of discontent, or there seems to be people protesting and people feeling this way and people have different issues, what is really wonderful and attractive and elegant about the Article 5 process is that it can be used for whatever issue is meaningful to the group that puts it together. Now our group, which is really quite successful for the 2 years across the country that it's been up and running, it's led by Mark Meckler and Michael Farris. They're our national leaders. And our group has basically three platform positions, in that we want to have a convention or a forum for the states to talk about ways in which the federal government may restrict federal spending, talk about ways in which the federal government may restrict its power and jurisdiction, and also talk about consideration of term limits. Now, Article 5 was inserted into the Constitution, or at least this part of Article 5, because issues like the ones that I just spoke to, which are essentially about the government kind of restricting itself, there were people, particularly George Mason, who said, I don't think that the federal government is ever going to choose to kind of limit itself. That seems a little bit contrary to human nature. And we have to remember that at the time that the Constitution was put together by these gentlemen, and at that point they called it a framework for a federal government, the states had first existed, and they put together the federal government to serve the states. Some of them said, you know what, if we don't put in some type of check and balance between the states and the federal government, this may feel like it inverts and like the states serve the federal government. So because of that foresight is why Article 5 exists. So we're working together, working cooperatively with all the other states in the country. There are 8 states that have actually passed their resolutions. We have resolutions pending in both the House and the Senate in New Jersey. And what I really like about the way that our organization has gone about this, and there have been many other Article 5 organizations. There are Article 5 organizations out there right now. It's been tried many times. It continues to be tried, but it's very difficult. But what I like about the way that we've gone about it is that we haven't said, this is our agenda. We have the answer. All that you have to do is agree with us. All that we've done is posited questions. We've said, these things really need to be considered and talked about. I don't know if we have all the answers, but we really think that it's kind of pretty democratic for all of the states to get together and see if we might be able to come up with some of those solutions.
Would an example of that, Dan, be term limits?
Yeah, it could be. You know, we certainly think that term limits are something that needs to be considered. You know, there are clearly some political positions in which we've chosen to have term limits. And although, you know, there's an argument which I think has a lot of validity where people will say, well, that's what elections are, term limits. And if we have an educated populace that is really attentive to things politically, then they just vote for the best person, and of course the best person wins. The other side, you know, counter to that would say, you know what, that's really true in a utopian world and in a world that moves towards more perfection than the one that we live in, but there has over time been certain corruption, you know, in many ways that is coming to the electoral process, which term limits may very well be a solution for. I'm not saying what the solution is, but what I am saying is that there are problems in those three platform items, spending, federal power, jurisdiction, and term limits, that I don't think are going to be there's no solution that's going to be realized by our federal government on those issues. And there is a tool, a hammer, sitting there waiting for us to pick it up and swing it. And it's called Article 5 Convention of States to fix these issues. So that's what we're doing. More specifically, as far as how the process works, and according to Article 5 in the Constitution, and that's also what I like about this a lot, is that this isn't something that I think is a great idea. Hey, I hope it works. Or some think tank or college professor or politician. It's in the Constitution. You know, we just kind of like have to follow that recipe book. So the process is that two-thirds of the states have to simply agree on those three platform items that they want to get together and talk about that. That's the forum called Convention of States. Then they get together, have that big meeting. Each state sends delegates. And whatever work product, Georgine, may come out of that, then 38 states actually have to approve it. It goes back out to state houses. All of this happening in a way that is autonomous from the federal government, which is very attractive to people. So it's all the states get to control this. And so you figure 34 states to, you know, have the meeting, that 38 to approve it. That's really a very high bar. And it's never been done. But I think it's very much an appropriately high bar. You know, we're doing something significant here. So it's hard, it's challenging, but at the same time, it's doable. And we have, fortunately, I work with a bunch of committed people in New Jersey and nationally who are pretty intent on seeing this happen.
And I'd like to give the website so people can learn a little bit more about the outlining problems and strategies and solutions, and that is www.conventionofstates.com. You can go on the website there and you can find out a little bit more about this. I don't want to call it a movement, but it is sort of a movement.
You know what? I like that, Georgine, because there are people in our organization who call it a movement. What I don't like about that phrase is that I'm not sure if a movement has a real clear, measurable goal line to cross. I like the word project because we do. You know, we know exactly where victory is at and what it is that we have to do to get there. So I like calling it a project.
Okay. So the Convention of States project can go online, that website again, www.conventionofstates.com. And you could look at the eight states that have passed is it an amendment or a bill?
Well, all that it is, I mean, that's another thing that's kind of cool. All that these state houses are saying is that they think that our resolution is a good idea. And I'm not an attorney or a constitutional scholar, but I have learned, because we do have some smart people in our group, that basically these state houses will consider bills largely, and bills make law, or a resolution. which a resolution just says, we think it's a good idea to do this. It's not creating any law. So there's not as much risk in any way associated with the resolution. And our resolution is uniform across the 50 states, which is just about, you know, we'd like to get together to consider ways in which we may reduce federal spending, federal power jurisdiction in consideration of term limits. It's like three sentences. It's very cogent. And when all the states pass that, then we get together and have the meeting.
And is there also a petition individuals can sign in each state to submit that to the resolution?
There is. And we have about 13,000 individuals in New Jersey have done that. And it's really worthwhile to mention that we're the first organization ever to have of any type, not just an Article 5 organization, to have signed petitions for their issue project in every legislative district in the country.
Excellent. And certainly people can get a little more involved after they look at the website and learn a little bit more, but we do still have another half hour to talk to Dan, and we would be willing to take questions here at 908-237-0410. Don't worry, Georgine.
You didn't tell me about that part.
I was just going to say, don't worry,
Dan. With a caveat, no hard questions, okay?
And they don't have to be questions about this either. They could be any questions. But I have to say, Dan, I put it out there every week. And unless I tell someone to call, generally no one ever calls. But if someone does want to call, like I mentioned in my Facebook post, you're a friend of a friend. I borrowed you. So if we want to take a call, certainly in the studio here, 908-237-0410. I will answer the phone. You'll be live, and we could talk a little bit more to Dan about the project, about taking action, about being a volunteer or being more engaged. But in the meantime, I do have to pay the bills here, and people want to know about what's going on. So we're going to do the news, and then we will be back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have to consider that it is that possibility. You know, we had an attack earlier this year with a man with a knife causing multiple injuries. So we're always aware that that's the potential.
Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs admitting it could be a terrorist attack today at Ohio State University. The man who carried out the attack, a refugee from Somalia. Multiple reports say the man is 18-year-old student and legal permanent U.S. resident Abdul Razak Ali Artan. Nine people hospitalized when he ran his car into a group of pedestrians before jumping out to attack them with a butcher knife. He was shot and killed by a police officer. Officials say there is proof the attack was clearly planned. Former Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders says he's okay with the recount.
It's a legal right. It's not a big deal. I don't think anybody, Secretary Clinton or anybody else, thinks there's going to be profound changes. We will see what happens.
He'd previously condemned Trump for saying the system was rigged. USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says the American people have the spotlight on the Republican Party, and it's time for them to step up and do what the public want them to do. Here's the story from Chris Barnes.
If we're given the White House and both houses of Congress and we don't deliver, I think there'll be pitchforks and torches in the streets, and I think quite rightly.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas making that dire warning on ABC's This Week.
Because if we deliver on the promises, that's how we actually turn the country around, bring back jobs and raise wages for people that are hurting.
Cruz was speaking in response to questioning about Trump's apparent flips on some of his past promises, including not pursuing a prosecution of Hillary Clinton and possibly actually keeping some parts of Obamacare intact. I'm Chris Barnes.
Longtime Cuban exiles hoping for a free Cuba following the death of Fidel Castro. The Bay of Pigs Veterans Association has announced plans for a rally Wednesday at the Bay of Pigs Monument in the Little Havana neighborhood of Miami. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-9886 now. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Call 800-280-9886 today. Call 800-280-9886. 800-280-9886.
Parts of the South are going to be facing strong storms in the next few weeks, according to forecasters. Here's a report on that from Randy Bell.
Maybe a good time to be brushing up on your family's severe weather preparedness plan. For the first time this fall, Mississippi is facing the threat of some strong storms.
Damaging winds are going to be the main concern, but anytime you have so much wind in the atmosphere available, there is that potential for tornadoes as well.
Joanne Kulin at the National Weather Service office in Jackson says the first of the storms could move into western Mississippi early this afternoon and continue in the east until almost midnight. And there's more severe weather in the forecast tomorrow, and it won't arrive until the sun goes down and could still be going on early Wednesday morning. Randy Bell in Jackson.
A corrections official in New York and his family are terrified after an attack on their home. Here's the story.
The NYPD wants to figure out if this was a robbery attempt or a targeted attack. Police sources say two men wearing dark hoodies burst into a New York State corrections officer's Jamaica Queens home. They shot the man's wife in the shoulder, then shot him several times in the torso. The wife managed to hit one of the attackers in the head with a hammer before both fled the scene without stealing anything. The couple was taken to Jamaica Hospital, where the corrections officer underwent surgery. Police sources say both are expected to survive. Sharon Reed, New York.
Low-calorie drinks might be hurting your weight loss goals. Scientists from Mass General Hospital concluded they're worse for you than the full-calorie options. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and 100, and today is November 28th. We jumped right in after the Thanksgiving weekend with a hot and heavy topic here about Article 5 and the Conventions of State Action, which is a 501c4 nonprofit organization, and they have volunteers. We heard about 13,000 volunteers in New Jersey, and I'm here with Dan Gilligan, the state director of New Jersey of the Convention of States. And we were just talking during the break a little bit about how you can sign a petition that we discussed before we went to our news break. And Dan notified me that the petitions can be signed online, that you can find them on their website, which is www. You can jump right in.
Conventionofstates.com. Yeah. And the petitions are important. As far as our, if people may be interested in learning about our organization in New Jersey and working with us and volunteering your time and talents with us, we have about 13,000 people who signed the petition and indicated that they support our resolution in the New Jersey State House. We have district captains in most of the 40 legislative districts in New Jersey, and we have an individual, Bill Boniface, who's the grassroots coordinator and manages and assists those district captains in building out their districts. And a big part of that is getting petitions signed in those districts. We have a media liaison, a legislative liaison, and we have two great people who are our computer people. But the petitions are important because part of our, from a, you know, in the trenches, the stuff that has to get done is that our resolution does have to pass in the New Jersey legislature. So we have to communicate with legislators, and legislators are interested in knowing how their constituents in their district feel about our project, and that is clearly indicated to them by the number of petitions signed in their district that we're able to advise them about. And when you go on the website, you'll see that our national organization has afforded us a very robust website. There's a bunch of information there. And we also have a system that tracks activity, including petitions signed in the various legislative districts. So I'd encourage people who may have questions and want to learn more. The website is a really cool resource.
I got a little confused when I went online because it looked like it was cosaction.com. I guess that's one of the Convention of States, one of the landing pages. So I got a little nervous that I was giving out the wrong information. We certainly never want to do that here. So I just wasn't quick enough to get the acronym right away, Convention of States, COS. So
landing page, I guess, is www.conventionofstates.com.
Right. And then we have pages that you can look at states, you can look at the volunteer opportunities on this website, and you can look a little bit more in depth about the project and the goals, what the goals actually are. But they do point out that about Article 5, which has some great information on this website. And I really like the colors, the red, white, and blue. It's a friendly website so people can dive right in and learn a little bit more about that. And if people in New Jersey wanted to contact the state captain, they can go on that website and send a message.
Yeah, what happens is there's a volunteer sign-up area, and you kind of get you get into the system, and you will be contacted by either that district captain or another individual from our organization who will then likely talk with you. We have regular information meetings around New Jersey that, volunteers are invited to participate in. It's kind of an orientation. And then, there is a lot to do. So we are welcoming of new volunteers.
And volunteer organizations are great, so there's always leadership opportunities to go along with those volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have a bill pending now in the Senate?
Well, we have what are referred to as resolutions, and that is the goal of all of our state organizations is to have the resolution, which is at what we refer to as our application item, which states the three things. We want to have a forum, a meeting, a convention of states among the states at which they can consider the issue of federal spending and what may be done to reduce federal spending, the same regarding federal power and jurisdiction, and consideration of term limits. So when I say resolution, it just means that the legislature has to vote to say, yeah, we think that the three items stated here are a good idea that should be considered by the states. We're not changing law. We haven't really done anything at that point. But according to Article 5, the way that the process works is that in order to have that forum that is going to have legitimacy and authority, two-thirds of the state legislatures in the country all have to pass that resolution. So that's really what we're working on. And then at that time, they have that convention, and that's where people with, frankly, the more scholarly types, that's not the part of the project that I'm going to be participating in. but, I enjoy this part. The making progress, the moving things forward, the engagement of it, and that process, and then at the convention, that's more an intellectual, how do we really, what are your ideas, how do we address these things, how do we address it in a way that's going to work for everybody, and that can also get kicked back out to these state legislatures, and in a realistic way get agreed to by 38 state legislatures. So that's going to be a really interesting and creative and, worthwhile, exciting process that a bunch of people are very interested in. And, in fact, I'll tell you that our organization, just to kind of see how a dry run of that would look, a couple of months ago, I think it was September, in Williamsburg, Virginia, had a simulated convention of states. And people can go online and find that and see the people who were, you know, espousing what their thoughts and ideas as far as proposed amendments would be. And it went off very well. We actually had representatives from every state. We had state legislators representing every state in the country at our simulated convention in Williamsburg.
And do you see with people feeling uneasy about federal spending and about the powers from the federal government and the mandates that come down and the changes, state laws that sometimes contradict federal law, do you see your movement and your project growing with, as there's more and more unease and unrest and dissatisfaction?
Well, I think the timing is right. I don't think that, you know, you can really argue that the intent when our government was formed was to wind up with, was to create the type of federal bureaucracy that we have now, or the extent of federal spending that we have now. And someone, I heard this phrase, and it kind of resonated with me, and the individual said that the states have really become administrative functionaries of the federal government. And something along the lines of the quote that you would open up with, Georgie, and there's the thinking that, you know, power best serves people the closer that it is to people. And we seem to have gotten away from that as far as the power that our states were intended to have in working in conjunction with the federal government. It seems to have, the scale seems to have tipped a little bit, and I think that, you know, that's why Article 5 is in there. We hear about checks and balances between the three branches all the time. Well, this is a check and balance between the states and the federal government.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here, Dan, and get our commercials going so we can listen to what our sponsors have to say. But we will be back to talk more about the Convention of States with my guest here today, Dan Gilligan. Stay with us.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and Hunterdon. And I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving weekend. Today is November 28th, and I'm here talking to Dan Gilligan, the State Director for Convention of States. And we're talking about Article 5 of the Constitution and a project that Dan has been involved with, and along with 13,000 other people, just a small group, who have signed a petition to support a resolution here in New Jersey to support the Convention of States.
Right.
It only took me an hour, but I got it right.
Perfect.
So now that we all know what we're talking about and there's 10 minutes or less of our show left, it should just go really well from this point forward. But if you do want to sign an online petition, you can go online to their website, which I know is www.conventionofstates. Don't be confused when you go to our landing page. So a little bit of... You have to think quickly here in the studio. We're doing things in real time here. So if you download our podcast, you won't really appreciate how on the spot we were today, but we were. And 8 states have passed the project resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan was just talking about how there are captain and state leaders, and he has a position as the state director here, and he's hoping that this will be a call of action to other people, and they can learn more from the website and maybe get in contact with Dan or one of
yeah.
the...
Yeah, there are many people in New Jersey and across the country, I think, who may not be able to articulate exactly what they think the problem is. But they think there's a problem. They're pretty sure there's a problem. You look at federal spending and $20 trillion deficits, and, that's a really tough number to understand. You can kind of understand it when you start looking at it in ratios, but when we hear about things like this and 400, federal agencies and creating law outside of the method that is constitutionally prescribed to create and direct law, just the enormity of these things just makes people troubled, and people will say, geez, I wish that there was something that I could do. And some people may say, well, my particular politician, they may say this very recently, my particular politician did get elected, so I'm going to feel better about this. But really, I think that what we're working on doing is able to address these issues in a meaningful way, in a powerful way, in a legitimate way. And because I think there's a lot of value in the process that just allows those people who are disconcerted and troubled by various, things taking place with our federal government, and our project lets them have a sense of accomplishment in being able to do something constructive and play kind of the role that I think that we're supposed to play in addressing these issues. So I think that our project is actually a bigger deal than the power of a temporarily elected office holder could be. So I think it's very worthwhile, and hope that from being able to talk with you today, we have more people who are interested in what it is that we're doing.
Now, Dan, in order to be able to call the convention, you need 34 states to pass a resolution. You have 8 already. Is there a time frame for that, or you can just continue to get the resolutions, and when you have the 34, you can call for the convention?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And the answer is there is no time frame. There's no, so to speak, shelf life on an Article 5 Convention of States. The Constitution is a very cogent document, depending, I guess, on the font size. It's like 12 or 14 pages. An Article 5 is a couple of paragraphs, and it just says that, at the time that two-thirds of the states agree on that, pass their resolutions, then the Convention of States would be called. So I'll also mention that, Article 5 groups exist for different issues, for various issues, and I've talked a couple of times so far about our three platform issues, which we want to consider ways in which we can limit federal spending, limit federal power and jurisdiction, and consideration of term limits. But groups like ours have tried this about 400 times over the course of our nation's history, and it hasn't been done yet. I have studied this a little bit, and feel that our organization is really well capitalized in many respects to succeed. And I think that the rapidity in which we are moving across the country and building out our team across the states evidences this. So I'm really looking forward to our success and to our success in New Jersey.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of progress that has been made on your project here, and sounds like there's a lot of volunteers that are interested in working together to tackle this issue. And I know we don't have all the answers, and I don't know if this is right for everyone, but I'm always a little bit cheerful and delighted, I guess, when citizens take action where they feel there's an injustice or they feel that there is something that needs to be changed, and they move forward and get involved and volunteer and take time away from their business or their family and try to take action and move something forward. We don't always have the right answers, but if we're not talking, discussing, organizing our thoughts, we're not getting closer to an answer that is a viable solution for us.
I agree. And I think that, you know, what is different about our Article 5 Convention of States project is that we're simply doing something that I think we were supposed to do. You know, I think if you went back to the guys with the powdered wigs and said, hey, fellas, it's been a couple hundred years and nobody's done this, I think they'd be a little bit surprised. It would appear, and I'm not up to speed on my reading as I should be. I do hang around with guys who study the federalist papers, and tell me about all this stuff. But there seemed to be an expectation that what we're doing would have been done every 10, 20, 50 years, you know, as a balance between the states and the federal government. And there's some people who, you know, posit the notion that the fact that we are where we are, you know, as far as the status of the federal government and the way in which it seems to be doing a lot more than it was ever intended to do, is partially the result of people like us never having really done this successfully before.
And we have about 2 minutes left, Dan. I know you want to give the website again and wrap up any closing thoughts. And I wanted to make sure people were aware that this is a project that's going on, that there's a way to learn a little bit more, and they can certainly look on the website and get a little information.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Georgine. It's www.conventionofstates.com. And that will, when you check out the volunteer area, you will then be contacted by our team in New Jersey. And I am, you know, very proud and honored to be working with our team in New Jersey. We have a lot of great people. Especially the people who've, over the past few months, volunteered to take on more responsibility and fill out our state leadership team in a very strong way. So,
well, I wish you a lot of luck with this project, Dan. Again, it's the Convention of States. Dan Gilligan is the state director for New Jersey, who shared the hour with me here at Hot and Hunterdon the Monday after Thanksgiving, where we needed to kickstart our brains and talk about some of the projects that are going on that are really trying to make positive changes to impact it, whatever your passion is for, whatever you feel the most discontent about. Go and do something about that to change it, something positive, something powerful but positive. Let's always have an opportunity to meet new friends here at Hot and Hunterdon. So I hope you all enjoyed our hour here with Dan Gilligan, State Director. As always, you could check the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page or the Chamber, and we will post additional links. And even Dan let me grab a picture of him that I'll publish shortly. So thanks again, Dan. Everyone have a great Monday.
Thank you, Georgine. It's great talking
with
you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We have to consider that it is that possibility. You know, we had an attack earlier this year with a man with a knife causing multiple injuries. So we're always aware that that's the potential.
Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs admitting it could be a terrorist attack today at Ohio State University. The man who carried out the attack, a refugee from Somalia. Multiple reports say the man is 18-year-old student and legal permanent U.S. resident Abdul Razak Ali Artan. 9 people hospitalized when he ran his car into a group of pedestrians before jumping out to attack them with a butcher knife. He was shot and killed by a police officer. Officials say there is proof the attack was clearly planned. Former Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders says he's okay with the recount.
It's a legal right. It's not a big deal. I don't think anybody, Secretary Clinton or anybody else, thinks there's going to be profound changes. We will see what happens.
He'd previously condemned Trump for saying the system was rigged. USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every